nominations open for SRC elections. Cardinal Keith O'Brien resigns. It's Monday, the 25th of February. With today's headlines, I'm Lindsay Ayotte.
And I'm Denora Smith. Nominations for Student Representation Council elections opened this morning at 9 a.m. and will be open until 6 p.m. this Friday, March 1st. Thus far, there have been no nominations for SRC president. For the other sabbatical roles, Teddy Woodhouse has been nominated for Director of Representation, Kelsey Gold for Director of Student Development and Activities, and Dan Palmer for Director of Events and Services. Various school presidential candidates have been nominated, along with some SSC positions. All nominations can be found on the union website or on Twitter, hashtag SAElect. Campaigning begins Friday night, and elections are on March 7th to the 8th.
The Pope has accepted the resignation of the UK's most senior Roman Catholic cleric who faces accusations of inappropriate acts towards fellow priests. Cardinal Keith O'Brien, who served as the head of the Scottish Catholic Church, initially denied the allegations and planned to continue as Archbishop of St. Andrews in Edinburgh until mid-March when he would retire. However, in a statement released by the church on Monday, it emerged that the Pope had accepted his resignation. O'Brien issued an apology, citing the election of the new pope as reason to avoid any controversy. Britain will now be unrepresented in the election process of Pope Benedict's successor, as O'Brien was the only cardinal in the British Catholic Churches with a vote. Although the resignation is a heavy blow to the church and Benedict, the brisk resignation will allow the church to settle the issue quickly.
Sir Ralph Fiennes, 68, noted by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's greatest living explorer, has been forced to pull out of an expedition in the Antarctic following an accident that led to severe frostbite. He had been expected to participate in a mission from somewhere to the Ross Sea, which would be the first foot journey across the continent during winter, and has been dubbed the coldest journey on Earth. Fiennes is currently awaiting evacuation to South Africa.
Edinburgh will spend £1 million to build a wall around its famous castle to protect the public from falling rocks. The 3-meter-high barrier will be built at the bottom of Castle Rock and run 170 meters along Johnstone Terrace. This is following several rock falls, which have resulted in damage to vehicles during the last year. Barbara Cummins, who is overseeing the project as Director of Heritage Management at Historic Scotland, said, "Firstly, it is important to stress that this work is not in response to any increased risk of rock falls."
The 2013 Academy Awards saw wins spread across a wide array of worthy contenders. Despite being omitted from the Best Director shortlist, Ben Affleck took home the Best Picture Award for Argo. Daniel Day-Lewis made Oscars history, winning his third Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance as America's 16th president in Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. Jennifer Lawrence won the Best Actress Award for her role in the romantic comedy Silver Linings Playbook, beating out a formidable lineup that included Emmanuel Riva from Amour and Jessica Chastain, star of Zero Dark Thirty. Anne Hathaway nabbed Best Supporting Actress for Les Mis, while Christopher Waltz was honored for Django Unchained.
And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow at 5:30 or any time on the news pages of the Star website.